ओम शांति। यस्टरडेज अव्यक्त मुरली पार्ट टू। इन द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशन देर आर इन्यूमरेबल स्टोरीज ऑफ डेवोटीज हु हैव लव्ड गॉड लाइक एनीथिंग, हु हैव सरेंडर्ड देयर लाइव्स, हु हैव डेडिकेटेड देयर लाइव्स टू द लव ऑफ गॉड, to the welfare of the world by spreading the message of God. So we will find such myriads of examples in the history of devotion throughout the world, not just Indian history, not just Indian saints, but every religion, every caste, every creed, every nation, every land, every place has produced greatest of saints. So you cannot say that India is the only land where saints are produced. If you look around at the world history, you will find that each and every place has come out with such spiritual giants who have changed the course of history. And so many saints are notable and so many saints are known to have loved God so much that it is said that God came to them, that God served them. If you just see some of the devotees of India, whether it is Saint Meera or whether it is Chaitanya, whether it is Tulsidas or some of the saints from the south, Saint Ramdas from Karnataka, some of the saints from Maharashtra, some of the saints from Bengal, some of the saints from Punjab, from Rajasthan, everywhere you will find great devotees, and they all so loved God that God came to them. There was a saint in Nepal, a philosopher saint, Vidyapati. He was a Maithili poet, and it is said that he was a devotee of Lord Shiva, and that Shiva came to him and stayed in his house as a servant for many years. Such stories abound in Indian literature, in Indian bhakti literature. So many saints are there who it is said that God came to them and he served them. God came to them and stayed at their places as a servant. So such stories are many. How far they are true or they are concocted stories, nobody knows. So in yesterday's Murli, Baba said very beautiful thing. He said that God is beyond bondage. God is free of all the bondage. But what you have done is, you have brought that Supreme Father into bondage. This is your wonder. The one who is beyond any bondage, the one who is free of all the bondage, the one who is actually the liberator, you have brought him into bondage by your love. One. Second, you are teaching him accounts. You are teaching him what to do and what not to do. And third, you have cast a spell of magic. Magic spell of your love on him, and because of this spell, God is forced, or rather, he is constantly thinking only about you. He is as if obsessed with you. He doesn't think of anything else. So see, if you see this Murli, how he is speaking, that God, which is so such an impossible entity in the world to achieve, to understand, that God is saying, I have come into bondage. And because of that, I do all of these things and I remain busy in these things. So what are those things? Yesterday night also we were discussing seven different things Baba told. And actually there are seven different practices which we all have to do. Baba said, because you keep me busy all the time, I have no time. As if he is held captive. First thing, whenever you eat, you invoke Baba. And each one of you is invoking me, invoking him. So that is why he is so busy. So this is one practice everybody has to do whilst taking food. Always try to accept food in silence. Rather than engaging in table talks, rather than sitting there and discussing all the worldly things, rather than sitting and discussing whether things are made tasty or not, whether it is there is a more salt or less salt, something which you like more or something you do not like. Baba has said, whilst taking food, invoke Baba. Accept food with a deep sense of gratitude. Accept food whilst remembering him and also thanking everyone who contributed to that Brahma Bhojan. All those mothers who are busy in kitchen, all those brothers who are serving or mothers who are serving, all those who even offered bhog to Baba, thanking all of them, thanking straight right from the farmers, thanking to Mother Earth. With that attitude of gratitude, we accept food with deep silence, contemplative attitude, as if it's a prayer, rather than that complaining attitude, rather than cribbing, sulking, and accept it in silence. And as far as possible, we can always choose a place where nobody else is sitting, so that we can stay alone in the company of one father. As I said even before, there was a Saint Eckhart, a German Saint Eckhart, a great philosopher. He was once upon a time sitting in one jungle, in woods, alone, in silence, in solitude. Two of his friends were passing by, and they felt as if this Eckhart is sitting alone. Let us go and give him company. So they go to him, and they said that we have come to you, because we thought you are alone. You might be feeling lonely. He says, I was enjoying solitude. After you came, now I have become lonely, because I was enjoying solitude. So first is food. How much importance we are giving to it. Eating food in sweet remembrance, eating food by giving drishti, eating food with that reflective, contemplative attitude. And that food itself will become your yoga. The time of food should become time of yoga. One. Second, Baba said, whenever you walk anywhere, walk with Father, with you. Take his hand in your hand and then walk. Do not walk alone. Let him be with you. Wherever you go, always have that feeling that I am not going alone. It might be the thickest forest. It might be a lonely place. It might be a crowd. Anything. But to have the feeling that God is with us. In Bible there is a beautiful statement, we live, we move, we have our being in him. Cleft of ages, rock for me, let me hide myself in thee. He is with me, wherever I go, he follows me. To have that experience of living presence of God. I am not alone, he is with me. Wherever I go, he is accompanying me there. He is my supreme companion. When I forget that God is my supreme companion, that moment I feel lonely. What is loneliness? Loneliness is the state of oblivion, is the state of forgetfulness, where you forget that who is you with you. So second is this. Third, wherever you stay, make Father your companion. Wherever you stay, second I said, wherever you go or you walk around, let him be with you. And here Baba said, wherever you stay, stay with Father as your supreme companion. Fourth, whenever you sleep, sleep in the lap of God. Whenever you sleep, sleep in the lap of God. Then you will not suffer from insomnia. Then you will not suffer from nightmares. But do we really sleep in His lap? Or we just go to bed and fall off to sleep? Going off to sleep is a very, that is also a prayerful act. That is also a prayerful act. How we are going to sleep? Are we thanking Him? Are we doing some study? Are we doing some yoga? Are we sitting and reviewing our whole day and then going to sleep? Are we putting a full stop to whatever that happened, whatever upheavals that came? Or we are just going off to sleep? Everything depends. The next day's Amrit Vela depends on that. The next whole day depends on how you slept. The last thought of while sleeping becomes the first thought on getting up. So that's why the act of sleeping, to sleep in the lap of God. Definitely a lot of practice is needed for that. That you feel that yes, I am in His lap. And nothing, no vicious thought or dream can assail me. When I am in His lap, when I am in the canopy of Supreme Soul. So that is. Next, whenever you do any work and you feel burden, give that burden to Him. Give that burden to Him. Even the very thought that I am giving all my burden to Him will lighten you. There was a man who used to work in some factory, and once he got late, and he was a carpenter, and throughout the day he had a lot of disturbances. So manager thought, let me drop him to his place. He is a poor man, it is already late, so I am going on that side only. He asks him to sit in his vehicle, in his car, and he drops him. So that that his home comes, that carpenter's, the vehicle stops, the carpenter gets out of the car, he goes out inside, and before knocking the door, what he does, he takes one bag and does the action of putting things into that bag and hangs that bag on the tree and then knocks, and the wife comes and he goes inside. So the manager is surprised. What he did, this action I didn't understand. Okay, next day morning, he was about to go on the same way, so he thought, let me take that carpenter back. So carpenter comes out, there was a tree there, he takes that bag, imaginary bag, and comes and sits. So the manager asks, what you did? He says, whilst going home, what I do, whatever worries I have, whatever stresses and whatever tensions I have, I put those worries, tensions in that imaginary bag, and this is the worry tree which I keep outside of my house, and I hang it there and then go and have a nice sleep at night. So this is how I do. That's why I remain burden free. And then again, but I cannot easily get rid of them and I have to solve them. So that's why next day morning again I take my bag and go to my work. So this is a imaginary thing which he is doing. Baba is saying, give all your burden to me. I am sitting here. Why are you caring? Why are you loving your burden so much when I am telling you to give it to me? So, whatever burden we have, past burden, a deep burden, heavy, which is making mind heavy, which is not allowing you to be light and have yoga. So give it to Him. Next, Baba is saying, whatever you do, have the feeling that you are just an instrument. He is the real doer. He is the Karan Karavanhar. You are just an instrument. To have the feeling of an instrument. It's such a great, actually, great efforts should be made only on this one thing. To fill the subconscious mind with the feeling of being an instrument. I am an instrument, I am an instrument, I am an instrument. I am not the doer, it is He who is doing through me, but I am just the instrument. If He wants, He can get that seva done through somebody else also. But he has given me the chance. That is my great fortune. And I should be thankful for him for giving me this chance. If he wanted, he would have given this, he could have given this service to somebody else also. But he gave to me, and that is my fortune. I have got this golden opportunity, this golden chance to make my fortune. So, instrument. Next, whatever storms that come, you invoke Father. You tell him to remove all those storms. So here, in this way, by all this, doing all these seven things, you make him busy. This is how you have held him captive. This is how, as if he has come into bondage. He is the one who frees the world from bondages. But here he has come into bondage. And that bondage is because of your love. These are the seven different things he told. And we have to really practice them from our heart of hearts. Seriously, so that his presence, his living presence becomes the part and parcel of our lives. Whatever we eat, whenever we sleep, wherever we stay, wherever we go, wherever there is a burden, whenever there is a storm, and whenever we do any service, all these things need to be done. So this is the first thing that Baba told in yesterday's Murli, part 2. One more thing Baba told. You have an eye of knowledge. With this eye of knowledge, see your three forms. Murli started by describing Mela or fair. Baba has come to celebrate meeting. What is there in that fair? There are decorations. There are beautiful things which are decorated and people meet with each other. That's what is there in that fair. In this meeting also, you all are embellished. You all are decorated. So the first form which I need to keep in front of my mind emerged is my form of the confluenced age. This confluenced aged Brahmin. I am thus decorated 16 celestial degree. Now only decorated with virtues. Now only I have a crown of light. Now only that jewel is shining. Now only I have all the decorations. This one form. Second form, your deity form. This is what I am going to become. This is my deity form. A living deity form. Embellished, decorated, all ornaments. And third form, on the path of devotion from copper age, worthy of worship. I am the one who is being worshipped. Non-living images, in the form of non-living images. So keep these three forms in front of the eyes. See these three forms with the eye of knowledge. How to do that? We have to do something with some power of visualization here. To see three forms of us all the time, or most of the time, throughout the day. This is what I am. And I am this elevated Brahmin. I cannot do all these things which are against Srimad. If I am this elevated Brahmin, how can I waste my time? If I am elevated Brahmin, how can I waste my time in gossiping? If I am elevated Brahmin, these are my responsibilities. If I am an elevated Brahmin, I have to lead an absolutely immaculately perfect, immaculately pure lifestyle. No trace of impurity, no stain of impunity, impurity can ever come to me. So keeping this awareness of the confluence stage at Brahmin life is one thing. Second, this is what I have to become. Baba said yesterday's Murli, same destination, same path. You are going in the same destination and same path. So keeping that vision in front of your eyes, this is what I am going to become. This is my form. This is my future form. This is what I am going to become. And if I want to go become this, keeping that in front of you all the time, so that you start imbibing it. So that gradually, subconsciously, you start imbibing it, inculcating everything which is there in that form. Even the third form, why people are worshipping me so much, why they are bowing down in front of me, why they are respecting me so much, why so much reverence and so much worship? Because of my purity. Because I am wearing that decoration of purity now, that is why they are worshipping me. If that's my purity, celibacy should remain unbroken. Not just the celibacy, overall purity should remain unbroken. So working on purity, keeping the awareness in front, keeping that vision in front, visualizing in the yoga, see all the three forms time and again. So eye of knowledge, with the eye of knowledge, this eye of knowledge, they should not gather dust. This should eye of knowledge should not get shut. Otherwise you will stop seeing these things and you will see your ordinary form. You will see your ordinary body, your ordinary form, your ordinary sanskars and your old attachments and your old tendencies. Everything that is old. That's why I keep that heightened awareness. I am this, I am this, I am this. So this is the second homework. Third thing Baba said in this Murli is, whenever there is a newly opened center, how the service should increase. What you have to have. Whenever you open a new center or a new place, what things we should do so that service of that place should increase by leaps and bounds. First thing is, you have to stabilize yourself on a high stage. Stabilize yourself on a high stage whilst going to a new place, new center or anywhere. Whenever new place is there, whenever you go there, first of all, you have to make your stage elevated. And then you serve with all the forms. It's not just mind, thought, word and deed, connections, relationships. With your thoughts, always have, don't have the feeling that, oh, that place, it's not a very good place. It's a barren land. I know people don't come to that place. If you have that very thought at the beginning, at the onset, people will not come also. To have the thoughts of good wishes for everyone. In your speech, you should have the attitude of that you want to forge a relationship with Bab Dada and you should have pure feelings for everyone. In your connections, you should have your form of love and power. You should be loveful and you should be powerful. Baba said that use all of these three things together. Then and then only service of new place would increase. If you see just overall picture, it's a combination of absolutely positive attitude. Baba is teaching of 100% optimism in service at new place. And especially in those places where you know that people are hostile. When you know that people are not very much friendly. When you know that people are going to oppose, criticize, vilify you, blame you. Or you don't have a very good rapport or impression with them. Whatever may be the case, whenever you go to any place, always feel, now I have to stabilize myself on a higher platform, on a very high stage. One, have good wishes, pure feelings for all of them. And whatever I speak, those words should forge our relationship with Baba. Yesterday when Dadi was here in Om Shanti Bhavan, she said a very beautiful thing. She said, whenever you see somebody, she was talking for herself, I don't get influenced, I don't compare myself with that person, but I think how he can become Baba's. I myself don't try to become like that person, but I think how that person can become Bab Dada's. Such a divine, lofty, sublime and elevated thought. How, rather than thinking, oh, this person knows this, this person knows this, this person is so much educated, this person is so much, he is a millionaire, he is rich, holding so many positions. If you think of this, then probably you are missing the bus. Rather, think how this person, how this soul can become Baba's. It was such a good thought that he gave that day. So, whenever going to the new place, good wishes, pure feelings, words that will establish their connection with God, and connections, you should have your form of love and form of power. They should also feel that you are very powerful. from your connections and relationships, they should feel that this soul is powerful and I can get something from this soul. They should feel that these are the embodiments of love. We don't find love anywhere in the world. These are the souls. Look at them. They are diffusing love. They are emitting out those fragrance of love and peace and power. They should have that feeling. That's why Baba said, you are spiritual roses. You are hero actors. You are angels, flying angels. All those he said that day. So, this is about service of new place. So, these are the three things to remember from yesterday's Murli. Second Murli, 27th February 1983. First thing, all the seven things. Eating, drinking, walking, staying, giving, burden, managing storms, converting them into gifts. Baba said, Tufan to Tofa. Tofa is gifts. And service, have the attitude of being an instrument. That humility, that humble nature. Next homework is, keep the eye of, third eye open. An eye of knowledge, three forms of yours. Keep on seeing them. Over and over again. And third thing is about service. About service, stay positive. No matter what things are there, what people you are working with, what are the souls there, whether they are cooperative or non-cooperative, it doesn't matter. Keep everything positive. And keep your stage elevated, keeping yourself on that higher platform, and the service would increase. Okay? Om Shanti.